Hey, thank you. 8 minutes past seven. Now, after trouble the night before, there was a significant police presence in the Student Holy Land area of South Belfast for St Patrick's Day. Hundreds of people were out on the streets during the day, but how did it all end? Well, our reporter Claire Graham is there for us now.
Yes, back in Agincourt Avenue, Joel, and just outside the off-licence, some of you may have seen pictures of the queues outside it from early on yesterday morning. Well, today on this long terrace street in the heart of the Holy Land, I'm surrounded by rubbish and really the hangover from the all-day drinking yesterday. Cars, including myself, driving around carefully the masses of broken glass and bottles. The street sweepers aren't out just yet, but bin lorries have been emptying the big four-wheeled blue containers, one just beside me at the minute. One resident's actually come up to me this morning just before we went on air, and he was really in despair, saying this is just a mess. As for the young people, a few groups are wandering around. I said good morning to one and he said good night. He's off to bed. Someone who was here last night in the thick of things was my colleague Megan Mackay, who has this report.
Well, it may be called the Holy Land area of South Belfast, but it certainly isn't a place of rest this evening. It's just after 9 o'clock. There are hundreds of young people lining the streets here, drinking, dancing, and discussing where their night will take them. It's busy, yes, but good-spirited so far. There are broken bottles strewn across the pavements, takeaway cartons just lining the gutters, and plenty of green hats donning heads that no doubt will be quite sore in the morning for St Patrick's Day. So, how has the day fared for some of those living here?
It's been absolutely brilliant. Some cracks are, I tell you. You're always welcome around the Holy Land. You're always welcome around the Holy Land.
Are you a student here yourself?
I'm currently in placement in Glasgow. Flew here this morning just to have the crack for the weekend. We're probably going to watch the football, find a house party, see what happens, yeah?
What's crack?
Do you live around here?
Just down for the day, but I'll be down the odd time.
And where are you down from?
Ettrim. Oh, we're just in the street today, outside the house. The sun was out, had a bit of crack, you know. It wasn't that bad, like, you know. Always say it's mad, like, but it's not as mad as they make it out to be, you know. It does be civil, but there's always a 10% that take it too far, like.
What's your name?
Connor.
And are you a student round here, Connor?
Of course I am.
And how do you think the atmosphere's been compared to last night?
Less intimidating would be my description of it. It's actually quite quiet.
I'm Shannon.
And you're not from round here?
No, I've just come up for the crack.
And whereabouts are you from?
Portadown.
So you've come the whole way from Portadown.
Yeah, but it was so worth it.
And whereabouts are you from?
West Belfast. It's been absolutely amazing. There was a couple of fights earlier on, but obviously that's normal. But we were in and out of, like, a lot of our friends have not street and a couple of our streets. We've all been running about, loving it, just in and out of people's houses, having a gig. Holy Lands is the best place you can go to on St Patrick's Day. Nowhere else in the world I'd rather celebrate the 17th of March as in the Holy Lands.
And what about the residents around here? Do you think they mind?
It's full of students. If they had a problem, they'd probably move.
I'm Ray Farley, Chair of Belfast Holy Land Regeneration Association.
What is your reaction to what's happening here tonight?
Tonight is marginally quieter than it was during the daytime, but it's not good. Huge amount of people out. This system is broken. Whatever we've been doing last year, the year before that, doesn't work. If we repeat the same thing again, it's not going to work next year. A major rethink is in order. And I intend to contact all the various ministers to see what we can do to get this resolved.
And what would be your reaction as a representative of residents in the area to people saying it's one night of the year, possibly two nights, it's a bit of a clear-up, but it's all a bit of crack?
Let's plant 5,000 people outside your front door and see how you like it.
Well, it's just coming up to midnight now, and the number of partygoers on the streets here is starting to fade. Some going into clubs, others nearby houses, but some to the SOS bus.
I'm Joe Hyland, Chief Executive SOS Bus.
Got a very high level wireless communications on here, so you can Skype straight into the emergency department. This is the tool that gets used when somebody lives in Inniskillen or Dungannon or home and can't get home. So instead of abandoning kids at 3 and 4 o'clock, now we can look after them through the night. There's been a lad lying here since 2 o'clock today. He likes some shortbread.
The most important thing on the bus, a tray bake.
Over the next few days, we're going to hear an awful lot of story about how terrible, you know, these young people are because they go out and get drunk. Well, it seems to me we've been doing it for centuries. And we think that, you know, the next generation, we always think the next generation should know better. Why? They're youngsters.
Now, this morning we've just received a joint statement from both Ulster University and Queen's following St Patrick's Day. They say they're very disappointed at the public disorder in the Holy Land yesterday. They say they commit time in educating their students and disciplining them if necessary, but the majority of people here yesterday were not university or college students. They say they appreciate the support from the PSNI and the City Council. They also require the support of parents. They say they will continue to be robust in their disciplining of a minority of students who are engaging in this type of behaviour.